What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, and we have a caller on the line. Francis in North Carolina. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, aloha to you both. I have to stir a hornet's nest. And by way of doing that, yes, I know this is going to be really interesting, and a lot of people are going to be ticked off and like, how could she say that? Guess what? I can, because I have freedom of speech, so go figure. When I hear people use the terminology Republican and Democrat, then I start hearing the terminologies of liberal, conservative, and who knows what ad nauseum, and being mixed this way and that way and whatever way fits their fancies or whatever case is. Whether it has to do with the media having a bent on it, or some other media outlet having a bent on it, for that matter, just to for various perceptions that people have in society, regardless of what part of society they're a part of. Now, with that said, here's my stirring of the hornet's nest. When it comes to the politicians, whether Democrat or Republican or independent, can't leave them out, how few there may be. I find the whole thing about being liberal or conservative to be a misnomer. Hence the reason why I'm stirring a hornet's nest. Because when it comes to the district of criminals, it doesn't matter whether the Democrat is a liberal or a conservative, or if the Republican is a liberal or conservative. And a lot of people probably think, well, there's no such thing as that. Guess what? There is. Reason being is that if it were otherwise, then they would not be up in the district of criminals taking part in with the love of so-called power, money, 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 and sex out the wazoo, regardless of what kind of sex it is. So when I start hearing the throwing around terminology, it's like, oh, come on. I mean, I can see what the person's point is. But, you know, there are so multifaceted aspects of each of those genres of political parties on both sides of the aisle in D.C. that, to me, is becoming a huge joke. Now, again, I know it's going to stir a hornet's nest. That's fine. But in my observation of what I'm seeing and hearing, I do not agree with a lot of things that are going on, politically speaking, because it's a lot of promise dance, dog and pony show deal. And so I'm just sitting back and observing what politicians are doing, what, to whom, how, where, whatever have you, and so forth, ad nauseum. So that's my general overlook or overview of the scenario and this whole throwing around of terminology. So now throw the ball back in your court, dear.
Okay, well, do you remember where the terms liberal and conservative, how they actually originated?
My dear, that probably originated before I was ever born.
Well, basically, it has to do with one's willingness to pass laws and try and control the general public. And in the original context, a conservative was somebody who followed along with the wisdom that government governs best, which governs least. That you didn't pass a law unless it was really, really necessary. On the other side of the spectrum are the liberals, who are absolutely convinced that every aspect of life needs a law. They are, mm-hmm. Liberal with the laws rather than conservative. Yeah. Now, over time, the liberals have definitely stayed liberal, but a lot of conservatives have become liberal in the idea that they see opportunities for greater enrichment with greater control. There's also the phenomenon that if they're not actually passing laws in Congress, then their constituents at home are saying, well, why do we need you in the first place?
Well, true. But you know what? Now that you mention that and clarify that as you did, you have to, I'm not expecting you to realize this, but I've come to realize that in this day and age, this new millennium, this new decade, whatever century for that matter, those terminologies and what they were presented as at one time was legit, yes. But, as I said, in this new millennium and so forth, and how things are so crooked, those terminologies have become themselves perverted by the very people who use them for whatever the ends are. So there may have been an original definition of that, which is all fine and great, but unfortunately, a lot of people have overlooked the aspect that they have become twisted and perverted and everything else to fit the fancy of the politicians. So
yes.
It'd be nice if it was back to the original intent of what it was supposed to be, but, you know, if that was the original intent of being a conservative, as it were, then the aspect of being liberal really would have been canceled out. If you think about logistically, well, not logistically, logically thinking, it would have been canceled out. Because, if anything, people would have questioned, well, why do you want to overinflate this or overinflate that part of society as far as, you know, what's available, whatever have you, in order to, well, like for this day and time, a lot of people think, well, everybody is feeding off of welfare because it's making them fat, lazy, and who knows what, and not care, you know, two twiddles as to what the next person is doing. I find that to be very wrong, because if I would myself were to go and apply for food stamps right now to help out with the food budget,
yeah,
you know how many pages of stuff I got to fill out just for that? It's absurd. And so, I mean, they question. I literally did put in, or tried to put, got some paperwork regarding that. They ask if you have a bank account, if you have stocks or bonds or who knows what, and I'm like, what has this got to do with putting in for food stamps? So,
well,
I mean,
they're trying to make the effort that only people who really need the food stamps get the food stamps. But there have been cases where people who are actually quite wealthy get on food stamps because they're money junkies.
Now, you see, you just clarified one aspect of where the terminology has been perverted and for what purpose. I mean, when you have people that are millionaires or whatever and they're putting in for this stuff that's really supposed to be for people who are almost down and out or could actually use it for their family scenarios concerned, and yet they get denied because of this, that, or whatever happens, it has nothing to do with them. So I'm observing a lot and hearing a lot, and it's like I'm laughing my tail off at the idiocy. So anyway, enough out of me. Thanks for your ear.
All right, thanks an awful lot for the phone call. We're going to let you go. We're going to do a shout out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. And the phone lines are open. Now, getting on back to the war zones here. Tensions between the United States and Turkey are building over this issue of the Russian S-400 air defense purchase. Now, last week in Fort Worth, Lockheed Martin had this ostentatious rollout of the first F-35A Lightning II jet bound for Turkey. But it may be a hangar queen there for a while, because the Senate passed that draft defense bill for fiscal year 2019 that halts the transfer until the Secretary of State certifies that Turkey will not accept deliveries of Russian S-400 Triumph air defense system. So, who's going to call the first bluff? Will Turkey decide that they need the S-400 more than the F-35? Well, given that the F-35 is only usable for training right now, they might go that way. Over in Iran, there are massive protests that seem to have sprung up, oddly enough, over the price of eggs. It sparked a little protest, and then all of a sudden, hundreds of people, thousands of people have taken to the streets. 20 people have been killed in clashes with security forces, and hundreds of people have been arrested. But it all started over the price of eggs. Now, I got to tell you, in all honesty, yes, there's a lot of pressure on Iranian society right now with all the sanctions, the U.S. pulling out of the nuclear deal, Israel's constant threats and warmongering. But this feels to me like 2009 all over again. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, back in 2009, there was a U.S. Sponsored covert attempt to overthrow Ahmadinejad and to reinstall the son of the Shah of Iran and basically undo the 1979 revolution. And there was a lot of violence, a lot of damage across Iran, and it looked like it might actually work. And then they made two mistakes. First of all, the son of the Shah started flapping his gums about how he was ready to resume the peacock throne. And then they unveiled the flag of the new Republic of Iran, which turned out to be the flag of the Shah, exact same flag. And the fact that they had vans and vans of these things already printed up basically gave it away. This was a planned and funded operation. This looks like more of the same. It's obviously much less expensive to be able to overthrow a government rather than go on in militarily and conquer them. And I think that's what's going on. Whether it'll work or not, I don't know. I think by and large, the Iranian people are tired of outsiders messing with their country. But we'll see what happens. Now, Israel is opposing the U.S. easing nonproliferation standards for Riyadh. And Israel's energy minister expressed confidence on Tuesday the United States will not relax nonproliferation standards in any nuclear power deal it agrees with Saudi Arabia. Now, in this case, the issue is enrichment. Saudi Arabia, concerned that Iran is going to resume enrichment and resume a program to build a nuclear bomb, they want their nuclear weapons. And Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman is saying he's going to pursue nuclear weapons if Iran acquires them. And Israel is saying, no, 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 they can't be allowed to have enrichment. This from a country which still won't discuss its own nuclear arsenal. And Donald Trump's administration is backing Israel's policy of, well, it's not really secrecy, but more ambiguity about its nuclear capabilities. Meanwhile, the Israeli government is launching yet another propaganda campaign to convince the world that Iran lied during the Iran nuclear deal and does have a clandestine nuclear weapons program. So we're going to see lots more of these little silly cartoons with bombs on them coming out of Netanyahu here. A little bit of history. As you probably already know, Israel basically started looking for nuclear weapons almost as soon as they were formed. And their primary facility for building nuclear weapons is at Dimona. There's a reactor there. And apparently it's nicknamed Little Hiroshima because in the first 20 to 25 years of its operation, the processes and means used to protect workers were primitive and sloppy. And mistakes were common, not intentional. And a lot of people died. Apparently, the most serious accident was in 1966 that exposed hundreds of its workers to lethal doses of radiation. Now, Jared Kushner is at the forefront of the new Donald Trump peace plan. And people are looking at it and saying it's a non-starter. It has no chance of winning Palestinian support. Because the U.S. is offering unconstrained support for the illegal settlements with an ambassador who's fought against the use of the word occupation and refers to Judea and Samaria, which is favored by the Israeli settlers, instead of the traditional U.S. references to the West Bank. It is no surprise, therefore, the Palestinians have stopped talking to the administration. And it's hard to see how the United States under Trump will ever be seen as an honest broker or be able to go around a boss when two-thirds of Palestinians oppose the resumption of contacts with U.S. negotiators and 88% view the United States as biased in favor of Israel. And don't forget, the Trump administration has cut off all funding to the Palestinian Authority now, just trying to turn the screws. Let's take a phone call here. Jim in Chicago, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Michael. I have a question for you. In your opinion, what are the three biggest problems in America that's affecting everyone?
The three biggest problems, obviously, the economy would be number one. I would say that the social upheaval triggered by, you know, the illegal immigration and the open borders conflict, that would probably be number two. And number three would be that we are mired in all of these wars that I do not think we can win.
Okay, I'm glad you said that. If that's the case, why can't you bring people together? I don't care if you're a liberal, conservative, Democrat, Republican, because it's affecting us in the long run, as well as, you know, affecting us now. especially the infrastructure.
Well, everybody's thinking short term. Everybody's thinking the next stockholders' quarterly report or the next election or the next administration. And, you know, they're just focused on their own agenda and getting what they want as quickly as they can. And if there's one person in this country who's supposed to be looking at the long term, who's supposed to be taking the wide overview of what is best for the entire nation as a whole, that's supposed to be the president. And on that regard, Trump definitely is not measuring up. He's totally focused on Israel. He's committed to the wars. He is trying to get immigration under control, but he's dropped the ball on vaccine safety. It looks like he's dropped the ball on election integrity. Do you know that of all the nations on earth that have democracy or even just partial democracy, the United States is the only one that doesn't require voter ID?
Wow. Interesting. Answer this question then. These Trump supporters who think he's doing a great job, are they getting any kind of benefits considering most of the red states will be affected by the tariffs?
I don't know how many of the Trump supporters are Trump supporters still because they don't want to admit that they might have made a mistake. And I don't think I made a mistake because I supported Trump because I didn't want Hillary in that White House. So I right. got what I wanted. But Trump is a bit of a disappointment. There could be people who are just as fanatical about supporting Trump as there are people fanatical about hating him. And don't forget that probably both sides are using paid operatives to go on out there and appear on media or to flood the internet and even call into shows like this saying, oh, Donald Trump's doing great. He's doing this. He's doing that.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Well, Michael, thank you very much. You take care.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. Getting on down to Israel, there's a very interesting article, and it came out of counterpunch.org. And it's entitled Crybaby Israel. And it's pointing out the absurdity of how Israel, one of the most technologically advanced military superpowers, they're making a fool of themselves on the global stage by this fear from kites and balloons. And Israel's out there saying, we have a right to defend ourselves from kites and balloons. Now, Israel is out there saying these are terror toys. They're intended to kill people. But the reality is the battle is just incredibly one-sided. But adding to the problem, of course, is the corporate media goes with Israel. You know, Israel is the victim. Oh, my goodness, Israel is defending itself against balloons and kites. So we are in the silly season. Israel went down to the border with Gaza with snipers, with sniper rifles loaded with expanding butterfly bullets, and they just started picking off protesters from 100 feet away. That's what happened. Ooh, some big noisy warplane is roaring into the sky over there. Now, Israel has asked Cyprus to set up a Gaza shipping point. Now, there was this proposed long-term ceasefire between Hamas and Israel was supposed to see an airport and seaport set up for the blockaded Gaza Strip. And the plan is still in its infancy, but Israel's already looking for an alternative to actually allowing the Palestinians a real port and real maritime access to aid. So the Cypriot government confirmed they've been asked by Israel to allow the establishment of a shipping point on their island to which all goods and humanitarian aid intended for Gaza is to be sent. Then Israel will take it, ferry it across, and take it through the overland crossing into Gaza, which gives Israel total control over what aid is going to be allowed in, which, as history has shown, is not much aid at all. We'll be right back after these few words.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And again, Republic Broadcasting needs your help. And I know I keep asking, and I feel bad about it, because we understand you're all in as serious economic straits as we are. We're all in this together. But if you can help, the postal address to send a check, money order, or if you prefer anonymity, cash, is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Road, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. If you want to call in with a credit card donation, or if you want to pledge to be a recurring subscriber, that number is 800-724-2719, extension 1 during business hours, and extension 3 at all other times. Now, earlier today, the corporate media was really starting to ramp up on new satellite photos which supposedly show North Korea improving a key nuclear research facility described as at rapid pace. This is the Yongbyon Nuclear Scientific Research Center. And they had these satellite photos that had all these labels all over there. But I remember back in the run-up to the war in Iraq when they were showing these photos that had labels like decontamination truck and biological weapon this, and it turned out to just be ordinary firefighting equipment. So we have to be very cautious about this. Now, 38 North, which is a North Korea watchdog, is saying that basically it is to be expected that North Korea's nuclear community, if you will be expected to proceed with business as usual until specific orders are issued from Pyongyang. Then they go on to say it's potentially disconcerting that those units have not received such orders. Well, the orders will not go out until there's a final agreement between the United States and North Korea. That summit that Trump had with Kim Jong-un was largely symbolic, and they laid out a list of things they were committed to, some of which North Korea is already working on, like the return of identified remains from the Korean War. But there's a lot of other issues that have yet to be worked out. That's why other diplomats like Mike Pompeo and John Bolton are going over there to meet with senior North Korean delegates. And until there's a final deal, it's unrealistic to expect that North Korea would change its pace on fixing up the infrastructure at these places. Now, let's get on to the U.S. weaponry again. The USS Gerald R. Ford is being described as a troubled ship. And its cost, well, the initial cost was $5.1 billion. It's gone way over that. When don't they? One of the big problems is they went with this whiz-bang high-tech system of an electromagnetic catapult and an electromagnetic arrestor system for the arrestor wires. And it hasn't really been working. The arrestors have a bad habit of breaking down. They're not reliable. The catapults, apparently the impulse at the start is enough of a shock to actually damage aircraft. So they're conducting new tests over at the advanced arresting gear, the test site in Lakehurst, New Jersey. Think Hindenburg explosion. And they've set up basically their idea for the next follow-on system. And they were able to use the arrestor system to catch a C-2A Greyhound aircraft. The next day, they landed an E-2D Hawkeye, followed by an E-2C Hawkeye. Now, these tests are taking place on land and will not be moved to the carrier anytime soon. It looks to me like they've been forced to redesign these systems. And that means they're going to have to go to the Gerald R. Ford. They're going to have to rip the original systems out, put the new ones in. That is just bad planning. Now, a lot of armchair warriors, not to mention science fiction aficionados, are always talking about electromagnetic rail guns. This is supposed to be the new super artillery. There's no chemicals involved. It's just a lot of magnets and a lot of electricity hurling steel projectiles long distances at high speed. And the United States has been sort of working on the project, but China is already out there with a version of a railgun that will be on their vessels as early as 2025. And apparently this is capable of striking a target 124 miles away at speeds of up to 1.6 miles per second. That's enough to strike Philadelphia from New York in just under a minute. And if the U.S. intelligence assessment is accurate, this is a major strategic coup for the Chinese. Oh, we got a caller on the line that I've been ignoring. I'm sorry. Dave in Missouri, I'm going to start with you now, but we've got a commercial break coming up. What's on your mind?
Well, hey, brother, you haven't been ignoring me. I just called in, so I've been really enjoying your show. I hope you're doing well and are having a blessed day.
I am certainly. Thank you very much.
But your news
okay,
is
well,
crazy.
We're going to take a break for commercial now. We're going to take a 4-minute break. So stay on the line. I'm going to put you on hold, and I promise I will not forget you there when we come back from these commercials.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hey folks, CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking with Dave in Missouri. And Dave, take it away.
Hey, brother. Let me just go ahead and start by saying, folks, maybe Mike might feel guilty about always feeling like he's asking you to step up and support the network. So let somebody else do it for just a second. RBN is critical to this nation's future. If we don't have access to the truth, if we don't have people like Mike, like John, like so many of the others on the network, just trying to tell you the truth the best they can, discover and discern it, and you have that no other place, where else can you get it? This is an investment in the security and future of America. Please support RBN. Now, Mike.
Yes.
That was my plug. Well, what did you think? That's
it was
good.
Great. I love it. Thank you.
Good. I started talking about this a little yesterday, but I was kind of pinched because I was driving. Probably shouldn't have called you. Now I'm pulled over and I can talk for a minute. So, it's so humorous. These loony leftists, they've just gone berserk and won't stop. And they just keep trying to top each other. It's like it's a carnival of fools. I mean, whatever you want to call it. But it just gets grosser and grosser as they continue to dig deeper and deeper. And I said yesterday, just let them, just feed them the rope. Nobody's, you and I, as much as we hate that, you and I would not hoist them as high on the petard as they will themselves. You know, I mean, we're probably going to, I mean, both of us, I'm sure, are going to check twice to make sure their, you know, their feet aren't touching the ground. But, you know, nobody's going to hang them higher than they will themselves. So just feed them the rope. But here's the other thing. Man, this immigration deal, it is their last ditch, Mike. It's all they have. If they don't get illegal immigrants to push them over, if they don't steal the next election and the one after and everyone there, you know, forevermore, if they don't destroy this country by bringing in everybody that they possibly can, getting on, you know, scratching tombstones, you know, whatever they can do, they're going to do. And that's the only hope. So that's why immigration, that's why this, you know, it had to be about this now. You know, maybe it looks like it's a distraction from the IG report. You know, that's
yes.
Convenient. But really, this is the last-ditch death throes of a dying, pathetic, miserable, rotted corpse of what was never really a political party that served a productive purpose. You would have to go back a long way, I mean, to really find something productive. You know, I mean, I can remember the Democrats at one time supposedly stood for working families, for blah. It was, you know, but in reality, you know, only because they had labor backing. But, you know, and now that Trump has destroyed globalism with this nationalist agenda, and neither the GOP or the Dems have anything to campaign on. They can't sell you on NAFTA, on free trade. They can't sell you on globalism, taking your jobs and making your children poor. They can't sell you on that worthless dollar. They can't do it. So, you know, all of the divisive stuff now, it's all imploding, man. But this is their last ditch effort with immigration. That's why I think we really have to, you know, support Trump every way we possibly can. And folks, please get a hold of your congressman, even down to your city cop. I don't care. I mean, everybody who's supposed to serve your interest needs to do so by protecting national security, which first means protect your home. And that's really all I got to say to you, brother. I love you so much.
Very well said. Very well said. And again, politicians are opportunists. They're going to say what they think is going to work on the time. Over at whatreallyhappened.com, I've got a video of Dianne Feinstein from back, I think, in the 1990s, where she said illegal immigrants are leeches. And, of course, today she's their champion because she thinks that's going to get her more of what she wants, votes, power, money, and so forth. Anyway, Dave,
I'm sorry, Mike. I just wish we could identify one country on Earth that would allow us to deport Maxine Waters. There, because I mean, we can fill that place up pretty quick, you know. And then I've got a great idea how to go ahead and denuclearize the rest of the planet. But that's another conversation. And but anyway, we love you. Please, folks, support RB. And Amy gives her best to Claire. God bless.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, and I'll tell Claire. All right. That's Dave. Thank you for the phone call. Phone lines are open now. Getting on back to weapons and weapon systems, you probably remember in April of last year, the U.S. finally made use of what is called the mother of all bombs, the MOAB, which actually stands for Massive Ordnance Air Blast Weapon. And it's supposed to be the biggest non-nuclear weapon in the U.S. arsenal. And they used it on this Daesh-run camp in Afghanistan. The reports from the ground were a little mixed. Apparently, it wasn't as big a bang as a lot of people thought it was going to be. But the U.S. is now planning to arm the B-52. And they're out there basically looking at a contractor who can modify the bomb bay of the B-52s to accommodate carrying and delivering the MOAB, which is 30 feet long and 9,000 pounds in weight. And I have to run some calculations, but at first blush, it looks like at most they're going to get two of these bombs into the B-52. One plane for two bombs, which doesn't strike me as very, very efficient. Okay, you remember a while back we had this scare here in Hawaii where this alert went out on the emergency system of an incoming ballistic missile attack. This is no drill, and some people really panicked. They were putting their kids down in the storm drains, and others were saying that this can't be real. And it turned out not to be real. And we still don't know the actual story about what was going on, whether it was an accident or FEMA was running a test or somebody wanted to stampede the Hawaiian people in a particular direction. And it may have been that last one, because now the Pentagon wants to come on out here with $1 billion to install missile defense radars here in Hawaii to track ballistic threats coming from North Korea or elsewhere. $1 billion. That's probably going to be over on Koke Point on Kauai. And there's already a big radar station there. So we're going to have that one here. All right, let's talk about the domestic politics here. Unfortunately, the judge in the Manafort case has rejected Manafort's challenge to Mueller's legitimacy. And Judge Ellis' 31-page written opinion is rife with skepticism about the special counsel mechanism and about Mueller's pursuit of fraud charges against Manafort. But the judge ultimately concluded that Manafort's attorneys had not made a sufficient legal case to justify tossing out his indictment. So he's still on the hook for that one. Now, there's a fight brewing between the Department of Justice and the United States Congress over just who is whose boss here. And the Department of Justice is literally refusing to release intercepted material alleging that former Attorney General Loretta Lynch conspired with the Clinton campaign in a deal to rig the Clinton email investigation. This is coming from Paul Sperry of Real Clear Investigations. This information is so secret that Justice Department Inspector General Michael Horowitz had to censor it from his recently released 500-plus page report on the FBI's investigation of Clinton, and even withhold it from Congress. And I remember seeing Horowitz out there saying, we can't talk about this in Congress. We'll have to talk about this later. So not even members of Congress with top secret security clearances have been allowed to see the accounts intercepted from presumed sources in which the head of the Democratic National Committee, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, allegedly implicates the Clinton campaign and Lynch in the scheme. That's one side of the argument. Department of Justice, no, you can't see it. Even with a top secret clearance, you can't see it. Well, the House Judiciary Committee has approved for the first time a resolution Tuesday demanding that Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein turn over all requested documents regarding the FBI's handling of the Russia investigation during the presidential election after 7 days or face possible impeachment or contempt. Now, the committee voted on party lines 15 to 11 to pass the resolution directing Rosenstein to comply within the next 7 days or face consequences. So there's a bit of a fight there. By the way, Peter Strzok has testified today before the Judicial Committee behind closed doors. Now, his lawyer says he wasn't going to plead the fifth. We don't actually know what's going on in there. That's the problem with closed doors. Tom Fitton is back out there from Judicial Watch saying, we know the truth. Huma Abedin testified under oath to Judicial Watch that the secret email system was Hillary Clinton's idea. And now, of course, as we mentioned last week, it turns out Hillary never even had a State Department email address, which means the State Department lied when they said they didn't know that she was using a private server. They had to know. All right, let's take a phone call here from Reverend Anthony Joseph in Tucson. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes, I was just a young boy when I was brought to a meeting in Cleveland. I think it was a Hollywood Hotel, where they were discussing how they were going to get control of the farms and that. And the question came up that if we do this, it'll be like controlling every American by taxing their right to move and their heartbeat. And then I went to pick up an airplane in Odessa, Texas, in 1962, and that issue came up again, where it said that they were willing to offer $300,000 to anybody in the audience if they could sell to this particular person anything over and above what it cost. In other words, if it was a million, they give you $1,300,000. If he could use it without paying the federal, the state, the county, or the city for the right to use it. And I had a self-winding watch on. I was waiting to get a ferry permit to bring an airplane back to Arizona. And he came up and he said, well, Tony, he says, if you don't swing your arm and eat federally taxed food, he says you wouldn't have the energy to read the watch. So that's where my investigation about the corruption of this criminal government that we're under started. And then I was also informed about the Federal Reserve Bank system, that originally the Federal Reserve note was only legal tendered, never lawful, and it was supposed to be two vaults in every bank that had the right to print this worthless paper. And they were supposed to put like a dollar in gold and silver into that one treasury's vault. And they were allowed to print two for one. And they were to put the number on it so that when they loaned it out, the person put up collateral for the note. Then when it was repaid, they were supposed to destroy the note. That's why they were numbered 1 to 12. So then it was imprinted on it that this note was legal tender, never lawful, and the dollar bill is never the dollar bill is never the dollar. It was a receipt to get the dollar, because one 30 pounds gold or 412 grains silver is a lawful Spanish mill dollar. So the corruption came in when Woodrow Wilson allowed the Federal Reserve Bank to be formed.
Yes.
And, then Mr. Roosevelt confiscated the gold that did not belong to him. Only 6% of the gold belonged to the criminal government, because they were given that amount of money to coin the money. And the other gold and silver that belonged to Mr. Roosevelt and his criminal cronies was the money they collected in expos, imposts, customs and duties. Mm-hmm. So then he gets us into the Second World War, which Mr. Woodrow Wilson got us into the First War, and that was to get Palestine. So then we get into the Korean War. We had the War One, which
Anthony, is there a point to all of this? Are you coming to a conclusion? I need you to come up.
My conclusion is that the people in America should stop receiving Federal Reserve notes, because they are not lawful or legal money anymore. They were only legal money as long as they were redeemable back to specie, which was gold and silver coin. And if we want our country back, we got to get rid of the Federal Reserve, the CIA, the FBI, the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Army, because they're all part and parcel of the Federal Reserve.
I agree. I absolutely agree. We've held that position. Physically getting rid of the Federal Reserve may prove difficult, but what we do need to do is develop alternative means of currency. And I'm not a big fan of cryptocurrency, but when it says on that Federal Reserve note, this note is legal tender, the word that isn't there is only. It's not the only legal tender for the payment of debts. Currency is whatever two people agree to use as a medium of exchange, whether it's white seashells or buttons or marbles. It's just a medium of exchange. Okay.
Well, what it was when the framers said there was to be no paper money ever, it's in the Federalist Papers, and it also indicates that no state is to make anything but gold or silver coin a tender in payment of. The word "of" is not in the bill either. So what it is when you accept that the Federal Reserve note, you assume the liability of the note, and when you give it away, you discharge it. Now the biggest crime, the greatest rape.
It's the exact same predatory banking system we fought the American Revolution to break free of, and we got sold back into its clutches 100 years ago by Woodrow Wilson and the Congress.
Well, this is what I was trying to say. The biggest rape with the Federal Reserve note is when they loan this worthless paper to another country, or whenever they gave it to Costco or Home Depot or Walgreens, they purchased this stuff with no money. the people that produce the product give up life forfeiture to make the product to stock the shelf and build a building and run the counters and all of that. But when they give that Federal Reserve notice to a foreign country, they come in, they actually steal the money out of your country, your natural resources, as well as your life forfeiture, and pay absolutely nothing for it. It's
all right, well, listen. Yeah, Anthony, thank you very much. I'm going to have to let you go here because we're coming up on yet another commercial break, and then I've got another story, and by the top of the hour, Don Wiskin is going to be joining us. So thanks again for the phone call. We're going to let you go, and we'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigraLeaf. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigraLeaf migraine formula. MigraLeaf is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigraLeaf for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Now, as you know, several states had primaries over the last couple of days. Major upset in New York. U.S. Representative Joseph Crowley was defeated by a 28-year-old Bernie Sanders supporter in the Democratic congressional primary in New York. And this is sending shockwaves through the Democratic Party because Crowley was presumed that he was going to win a new term in the House, and he was considered a candidate to become the next Speaker of the House if Democrats can win the majority. And he was defeated Tuesday by Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who has never held elected office. I think the voters are getting tired of the established politicians here. Another little interesting story. When 10 Democratic candidates were asked if they'd support the House Minority Leader for Speaker if elected, and the Democrats regained the chamber's majority, only one raised his hand. And the hesitation speaks to a growing uneasiness among this year's midterm candidates that the veteran California Democrats' grip on power is starting to fade. In New Hampshire, the candidate's response in the Pelosi question was telling, given the nature of the electorate. The seat in play, currently held by retiring Democratic Representative Carol Shea Porter, represents a swing district in a swing state. But basically, we're seeing Democrats start to distance from Pelosi, along with Maxine Waters. Apparently, over in Oklahoma, a congressional candidate has been forced to apologize after he was caught taking his opponent's campaign signs from a street corner just before the state's primary election. The guy's name is Tom Guild, who bills himself as a progressive Democrat vying for Oklahoma's 5th congressional district seat, was accused in a Facebook post of taking the signs of Kendra Horn, also a Democrat, it is after all the primary, and there were photos of Guild caught in the act. Remember back in 2016, that was happening all over the place. Trump signs were just being taken down, destroyed, and the Trump supporters put them back up with cameras to get the malcriants. Some of them even booby-trapped the signs with tasers. But there was a lot of that going on here. So going on back to that IG report, it's basically showing that secrecy does, in fact, threaten democracy. And the IG report on the FBI's investigation of Hillary Clinton had lots of bombshells, no big ones. It's a limited hangout. But it included a promise by lead FBI investigator Peter Strzok that will stop Donald Trump from becoming president. And the report reveals how unjustified secrecy and squirrely decisions ravaged the credibility of both the Clinton presidential campaign and the FBI. But few commentators are talking about the vast peril to democracy posed by the sweeping prerogatives of federal agencies. They really are out of control. They are very much out of control, and we need to rein them back in. Trump needs to start firing the top levels at Department of Justice and FBI. He's got that authority. He is, after all, the president. It is time to drain the swamp. And I hope some of these callers are right, that Trump is finally coming into his own, that he's finally realizing he is the president. All right, we're going to take a break here for station identification. We'll be back with Don Wiskin and Extendivite after these few words.
Media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.